Will Caterpillar turn into a butterfly or a moth?
Make it a working lunch. Listen to the Marketplace Midday Update podcast for the day's top business headlines. Subscribe on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We'll get a look at quarterly earnings this morning from Caterpillar. The construction and mining equipment company is seen as a key bellwether for the global economy, and Caterpillar's latest numbers could provide some insight about the strength of our exports. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
When it comes to the U.S. export market, Caterpillar is the canary in the coal mine, literally. If underground drills and roof supports are selling well because India and China are building, that usually means other U.S. firms are booking orders, too. Matt Slaughter at the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth says 2013, though, looks a bit gloomy.
One of the major challenges for the United States right now is growth in many of our major trading partners is slowing down.
Partners like Canada, China, and Brazil.
So slower growth in those countries tends to mean slower growth in export orders for companies like Caterpillar.
For Austin Sullivan analyst Sandeep Kaur says there's still some bright spots like Indonesia, Turkey, and Pakistan.
We are seeing continued demand for construction equipment, for mining, for shipping, for locomotive and railroad applications.
Kaur thinks activity there and China's continued growth, albeit slower, will still provide plenty of customers for earth movers and tractors and just about everything else too. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
Well, over the weekend, a new rule went into effect for smartphones. It is now illegal to unlock your phone without your provider's permission. Tracy Samuelson has that story.
When you buy a phone and sign up for a contract with a cell phone company, most of those phones are set up to work with just that carrier. Unlocking it means you and your phone are free to join any network. But doing this without your carrier's okay is now illegal. Carl Howe is vice president of research for the Yankee Group.
The people who this addresses are people who are technologically sophisticated. They like to switch operators frequently.
The unlocking process has largely existed in a gray market of sorts. You could find information about doing it online or pay someone to do it for you. So this law might push more customers to work with their cell provider. Then again,
it's kind of the same question of how much does copyright law deter people from downloading things illegally on the internet, very much on a consumer-by-consumer basis.
Kevin Boland is a telecom industry analyst at IBIS World. And like with illegal downloads, he says most individuals aren't likely to face charges or penalties. It's the businesses offering these services that might need to look out. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in global trading this morning, up 0.4% in Hong Kong, down 0.1% right now in Frankfurt. Toyota has retaken the title of world's largest automaker after selling a record 9.75 million vehicles last year. GM sold 9.3 million, and Volkswagen sold just over 9 million. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow added 70 points to close at 13,895. That is less than 2% from its highest close ever.
Get Marketplace's top headlines, podcasts, and special features delivered right to your inbox each day. Subscribe to the Midday Update newsletter at marketplace.org.
You hear a lot about central banks printing money these days, both here in the U.S. and in Europe and in Japan. And in many cases, that money printing requires some outside help, which is where a company called Fortress Paper comes in. The Vancouver-based firm makes special paper for banknotes with a particular focus on security. Chad Wasilenkov is the company's CEO, and he is with us now. Good morning.
Morning.
How fast are we moving forward in that area? Are the notes becoming much more secure than they used to be?
Absolutely. It is sort of the driving force within the industry. If you think about a piece of currency you might hold in your hand, it could be worth $100 or $1,000, yet it's really only a few pennies to produce when you're producing it on mass scale. Nobody wants to be the first or very cavalier or take a chance on a new security feature, so it's very hard to get them implemented and adopted. Once it has been tested and one of the countries will run with it, then they can get picked up quite readily around the world because everyone is looking for these new features to, again, stay ahead of the counterfeiters.
What's the most advanced new security feature that you use?
We've actually just finished developing a new feature. We've spent almost 9 years on it. We take two very thin sheets of banknote paper and we bond them together. Right before we bond them together, we cut holes in each side and then put molten polymer in the middle. So your banknote can have these transparent or see-through windows. So it helps eliminate the color photocopiers, the scanners, and things like that. Plus, it gives a lot more design features of what we can actually hide inside the banknote, and then you can actually see it through these transparent windows.
Now, I have to say, it's kind of surprising that you could tell me all that information about how you make this thing.
Yeah, it's easier said than done. So we're not giving away too many trade secrets. And by just having a banknote in your hand definitely doesn't give you the ability to make it or replicate it.
What's being phased out when it comes to security technology?
So the hologram, which we're all familiar with, was originally produced and created for the banknote industry. But as it goes through its life cycle, then it becomes more readily available, easier to replicate and produce. Now you can go down to any dollar store. You can get kids' stickers. You can get wrapping paper that have these hologram-type images. And now you can replicate it.
What country around the world is doing the best job in terms of secure currency right now?
It's commonly known that the Swiss franc is the industry standard or the gold standard. It has more security features than any other banknote. It's never had a professional counterfeit attempt. It's very expensive currency to make, and they're willing to put in a lot of extra bells and whistles, so to speak, because it is a calling card for them. It's a representation of their country, and one of their biggest industries is the banking industry. So again, they view it differently than just strictly a transactional device. But a lot of other national banks just wouldn't be willing to pay up to go to that extreme.
Chad Wasilenkov is the CEO of Fortress Paper in Vancouver, Canada. Chad, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And finally, today is Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day, at least according to a radio station in Indiana, which started celebrating the holiday in 2001 with a Bublimpiad. Bubble Wrap was invented back in 1957, and it is still fun to use. In fact, I think I'm going to go ahead and celebrate this day right now. There you go. Happy Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.